calling together the AMATS Policy Committee meeting for this Thursday, September 21st, 2023. It is 1:30 in the afternoon. So let's see if we have quorum.
We do.
All right. We have quorum. Thank you. Any audience participation?
None today.
Okay. We'll go straight to item number two, which is the August 10th, 2023 meeting minutes.
Chairman. Move to approve. Adamson.
I'll second. Judge.
All right. We have motion and a second. Any discussion before you have a roll call? All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Are there any opposed or abstentions? Okay, it passes unanimously. Next will be staff report. First favor.
All right, thank you, Mr. Chairman. Attachment 3A, you'll see we spent the beginning of the fiscal year, about 6% of our budget. We're in good shape. I'd be happy to answer any questions.
Any questions? Okay, we will need a motion for this.
Sure.
Tom Paradise Chair with the motion, second. Joe Paradise with the second. Any discussion before we do a roll call? Okay, hearing none, all in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Are there any opposed or abstentions? Okay, hearing none, it passes unanimously. Next item will be item 3B, Technical Progress Report, Matt Stewart.
Okay, thank you, Mr. Chairman. The CMAQ applications, many of you submitted those back in, can't remember when those were due, end of July. So they have been, we reviewed what we could, and now they're in the state's hands. Those have been submitted to the statewide committee for their review and scoring. Jeff and I will be headed to Columbus on October 27th to advocate for our projects, and hopefully we'll have word there shortly thereafter. Just a reminder, we did receive 15 applications for that, and they totaled $57.5 million. So we can't come close to funding that, I'm sure. So just wanted to give you an update on that. If you did submit and you have any questions about, you know, how your project so far kind of stacked up, we can certainly talk with you. And then I just wanted to put in another plug for the annual meeting 2 weeks from tomorrow, October 6th. If you haven't registered yet, you have a week to do so. Just call Martha at our office. We have two good speakers, Michelle May, the ODOT Highway Safety Program Manager, and Dan Rice from the Ohio and Erie Canalway Coalition. So we hope to see you all there 2 weeks from tomorrow. Any questions?
From what I understand, it'll be the best annual meeting ever, sir.
It's going to be up there, yeah.
All right, next we have item 3C, the AMATS Federal Funds Report by Amy Craig.
Hello. So since the beginning of the fiscal year, we've had two projects that have sold, and right away for a third project has been authorized. All the projects from the August amendments have been submitted to ODOT, and all of the funds have been moved to their appropriate funding sources and years. The CRP funds currently, if you see in 2025, and I apologize, it should say CRP, not NASA, on the CRP funding. All the CRP funds were moved for the Kent project. So if you look at 2025, it shows a negative, but we do have carryover from 2023 and 2024 that will cover that negative balance. So we still will actually have some money remaining in that year, actually. So the funding policy guidelines hopefully will be approved today, and once those are approved, we will be posting STBG, resurfacing, TASA, and CRP fund applications on the website, and these will be due November 3rd. Any questions?
Okay, thank you. Okay, next on the agenda today is item number 4A, This is the AMATS funding policy guidelines just mentioned, and I'm going to turn it over to Director Baker.
All right, thank you, Mr. Chairman. Again, Attachment 4A, as many of you know, at our last meeting, we went through the funding policy guidelines. We also went through that with our Technical Advisory Committee last month, as well as our Citizens Advisory Committee. We had asked for comments between this meeting or this meeting and the last meeting. We have received none. The TAC and CIC also reviewed this again at the beginning of or at last week, also approved it a second time. Major highlights are there are some increases in project caps, resurfacing up to 800,000 from 700, TASA from 700,000 to 1 million, STBG stays at 6 million, and then we do have, as Amy mentioned, the new carbon reduction program, which has a max of $2 million. At this time, the staff is recommending approval. When this document is approved, the website will post applications for funding this afternoon. Those applications will be at amatsplanning.org/funding, and you should be able to get to them pretty easily from the homepage. And also, I know that on the second page, there's a reference to October 31st as being the due date. It is that Friday, November 3rd, is the due date for these. So we wanted to give you the full week, have them all come in Friday afternoon. So we decided to extend it into November for that purpose. But with that, I'd be happy to answer any questions, but the staff, CIC, and Technical Advisory Committee do all recommend approval of the 2023 funding policy guidelines.
Move to approve as presented.
Second.
Here we have a motion by Klein, a second by Gonsi. Any questions or discussion before we do a roll call? Okay, all in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Are there any opposed or abstentions? Okay, this also passes unanimously. Director, do we have anything under new business today?
We do not, Mr. Chairman.
Okay, we'll move on to item number six, resolutions. The first being 6A, resolution 2023-10, approving support for ODOT calendar year 2024 safety goals. Jeff Gardner will be presenting on this.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. This is our seventh year for supporting ODOT safety goals. With resolution 2023-10, the staff is requesting support for ODOT's statewide 2% annual reduction for all five safety performance measures. AMS is agreeing to plan and program projects so that they contribute toward the accomplishment of ODOT safety-related targets, which we already have been doing. And AMS agrees to include performance-based decision-making as part of the project selection and funding process. Staff is requesting approval of resolution 2023-10. Last week, the TAC approved this resolution. Are there any questions?
Okay, hearing none, we're going to need a motion.
I'll make a motion, Bashara Whitman.
I'll second that, Jenkins, for Scott.
Okay, motion, Bashara, second by Jenkins. Any discussion or questions? Okay, all in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Are there any opposed or abstentions? Hearing none, this passes unanimously. Thank you, Mr. Gardner. Next will be item 6B, resolution 2023-11, approving amendment number 2 to the fiscal year 2024 through 2027 transportation improvement program to add 2 new projects and revise funding for 2 projects. Amy Prater.
Yes, so we have 2 new projects that we need to add. One is an ODOT project. This project was originally in fiscal year 2023. For engineering, and they moved it into 2024 for engineering. So it currently is not on our current TIP, so we need to add it as an amendment. The second project that we are adding, we'll be adding a group project, which many of you may not know the group list. The group projects are usually smaller projects and things like curb and guardrail and signage and lighting, things like that, that ODOT does. Currently, in our funding policy guidelines, we have a line that says that we can give up to $150,000 to a urban paving project for curb ramps. But nowhere in there does it say where the money comes from. And we were told by ODOT that we would need to have an individual amendment every single time that we added HERB grant money to put an individual project in. So instead of doing that, they said we could put a group project in as a placeholder. So I put $150,000 a year for all 4 years as a placeholder. So when we have these projects, we can move that money from this into whatever group project is on the urban paving program. So, and we can change the money whenever we feel like it, just through administrative modifications. So we won't really ever get in the hole, but it's just kind of a budgeting thing for ODOT. So that way, every time we pay for curb ramps on an urban paving project, we don't have to come put an amendment up. So it's basically just some housekeeping. Then we also revised funding for two projects. Springside Drive, we actually were able to sell that project in fiscal year 2023 for preliminary engineering. I'm sorry, not sell. Preliminary engineering money. So it actually comes out of the TIP, so we need to amend it to take that money out. And Arlington Road actually received an earmark, and the funds have actually changed around, so we needed to make adjustments to those funds. So then that's all.
Okay, any questions? Mr. Bourne, you have a question?
Nope.
You have a motion?
Yes. Motion approved.
All right. I'll second.
Can you jump in there, Mr. Paradise?
I second.
Okay, we have a motion and a second. Any discussion? All in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Are there any opposed or abstentions? Okay, hearing none, this also passes unanimously. Brings us to item number 6C, Resolution 2023-12, approving the fiscal year 2023 year-end completion report. And we have here Heather Davis-Reidel to discuss.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Good afternoon, everyone. Each year, ODOT requires AMS to compare the work proposed in the previous year's transportation planning work program and budget to the work that was completed. Attachment 6C is a summary of the fiscal year 2023 year-end completion report. The planning work necessary was completed by the end of the fiscal year on June 30th. All of the work remains within budget. Staff is requesting approval of Resolution 2023-12 to submit the 2023 year-end completion report to ODOT. Are there any questions?
Okay. Thank you, Heather. I hear a motion.
Bowling, move to approve.
Second, Gonsi.
Okay, we have a motion by Bowling, second by Gonsi. Any discussion? All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Are there any opposed or abstentions? Hearing none, this also passes unanimously. All right, now we go under item 7, which is other business. And the first item, item A, is formation of the 2024 nominating committee. And as you all know and probably happily aware, that I'll preside over the annual meeting and our December meeting, and then I'm done. Both here and as mayor, because I'm term limited. So we need a group to pick a new chair and vice chair, at least recommend one to the full committee. And we propose that perhaps the group that was just put together to bring Larry Jenkins on as the vice chair would be willing to continue. And that the three to my left here, Mayor Bill Judge, Bobby Becerra, and Jim Bowling. So are you three willing to continue on for nominating?
What do you think?
Is there anybody else who wants to stand up now and join the party?
Yeah, is there a pay raise?
There's a definite pay raise. We're going to double your salary. That's pretty good, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so I think we have a nominating committee. Do we have to take a
no motion required.
No motion required. So thank you.
We'll be in touch. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Any questions in that regard before we move on? Okay, and item 7B is the 2024 AMAS meeting calendar. Kurtz Baker.
Yeah, so I know you're so excited to attend our annual meeting in 2 weeks, so you can already put on your calendar next annual meeting, which will be October 11th on our new calendar. Six meeting times a year, generally the same timelines as usual. We try to line it up with ODOT and their STIP update process, so if they tell us we need an amendment, that you guys can get your projects and get the money flowing. So it's all set up that way, and yeah, we were looking for a motion to approve the draft calendar.
So moved, Judge.
Second, Moore.
Okay, a motion by Mayor Judge, a second by Amy Moore. Any discussion? All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Are there any opposed or abstentions? Okay, that also passes unanimously. That brings us to our favorite item number 8, which is adjournment. Do I have a motion?
So moved.
And a second.
Second.
All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
We are done. Thank you.